Welcome to this specially produced Pitch Vision Academy cricket show. I'm away on my holidays at the moment, so that means that we're not going to have a full show this week. It's going to be one question sent in by a listener to the show and answered by Mark Garraway and myself, David Hinchliffe. Don't worry, if you are a new listener to the show or a regular listener and you're wondering where the full half-hour show is, we'll be back to normal on the 25th of September 2015. Enjoy the show. So the question for this week's show, Garris, is from Cooley. And Cooley says, "Hi, I'm a 15-year-old fast bowler and I've been playing cricket since I was 10. I watched the Rocky series and I've started to get into boxing now, and I'm losing interest in cricket. But my father spent a lot of money in getting me coached by coaches, and I'm planning on doing boxing in the off-season, but I feel as if I'm not enjoying training for cricket or playing matches. I asked my cousin if I should do boxing in the off-season, and he told me that I shouldn't, as it's too much distraction. I don't know what to do. Please give your feedback on this, and if there's any way possible, a solution to my problem." I guess that's quite common, especially towards the end of the season when people are getting a little bit fed up of cricket and wanting to go and do something else for a little while. So have you come across this before, Garris? This kind of problem?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, well done on picking a fantastic film series. I'm all over Rocky as well. So
yeah.
So that's good. And you can never beat a bit of Eye of a Tiger or In the Burning Heart, actually, which was one of my favourites from Rocky IV. Yeah,
there you go.
But I think distractions are good in the main, and particularly when we're playing cricket for, you know, 6 months on the trot, I think it's good to have distractions. And often a distraction in the off season is good because it helps to give you a bit of perspective, something else to go after, and often rejuvenates the mind as well as the body, which obviously you'll be working very hard by doing boxing training. And the other thing is that boxing training is fantastic hand-eye coordination, but also footwork training as well. And from a hitting point of view, the mechanics of punching are very similar, particularly from the feet up to the shoulders to hitting a cricket ball and throwing a cricket ball. The kinetic chain comes into play exactly the same as it does with bowling and batting. So a lot of cricketers do a lot of boxing practice. I know that Graham Thorpe, the England batting lead coach up at Loughborough, is a massive fan of boxing drills for cricket, for batting in particular. So I think it can only be a good thing. But the most important thing is you end up doing something that you enjoy, and sometimes that thing, being boxing in the off-season or even during the season itself, might actually reinvigorate you to want to enjoy cricket as well, because there's obviously been an enjoyment there at some stage because you've invested so much time in your young life already into the game.
And we all need those times where we're doing something apart from what we've done before. It's, you know, it varies for different people, I think, but everybody needs that. But I guess the question is how much is it something that you want to really throw yourself into, and how much is it something where you want to use it as a distraction from cricket? So that's something only each individual can make up, because I guess some people, Garris, you probably recognise this better than me, but I guess some people can have a great focus on one thing and use other things as a distraction from that one thing. And other people, they just like to try and do lots of different things and find what they're good at and move more into it after that.
Exactly right. And if, you know, you've really gone off your cricket and you're not a fan of it at the moment, it's not working for you, then a change of scene is a good thing, isn't it? You know, you've obviously got some love of sport and being part of a participant within sport, but it just might be that cricket isn't the one for you, either at this present moment in time or even eventually it might not be the one for you. So if that's the case, have a go at something else. We've got a lad at the moment who came to his school as a fast bowler, was on a scholarship with us, and it's not worked for him, and he's not really enjoyed his cricket, still likes watching it, and he's actually trying out presently for the British rowing programmes and the British bobsleigh and skeleton programmes, because of skills that he's learnt along the way in cricket. The physical element of it in particular lends itself to those two disciplines. He's fallen a little bit out of love of cricket, and he's moving into other areas that could potentially be the thing that he ends up doing. So I'm a big fan in diversity and having a look at different options. And the great thing about cricket is we can play it until we're a little bit older as well. So there's no harm in going off and having a look at something else and then maybe coming back to cricket if it isn't for you.
The other part of that question, I suppose, was just the brief mention that he felt something about his father spending a lot of money on coaching. And it's almost like he's saying, I don't want to abandon cricket because I owe something that my father's put all this money and effort into helping me to become a cricketer. I should give it a little bit longer of a go. But I guess what it really boils down to is, are you enjoying it? Yeah, you can't really do anything else than that, can you?
And I'm sure if you ask Dad, what is it all about? What is doing that, putting that money in it, investing in cricket about? And it has to be about enjoyment. I'm sure that from a very young age that he didn't invest that money in your coaching because, he saw you as a meal ticket to be the next Tendulkar or the next Wazim Akram or whatever the case may be. It's because you had a passion for it and he wanted to support that passion. But I wouldn't be too worried about stopping playing cricket. I'd have a really good, robust conversation that we talk about regularly on this show. And, they're not always easy, but they're often the best ones. So have a good conversation with your dad about that. But also a number of the skills and attributes and the characteristics that you picked up through your coaching when you were doing cricket will stand you in good stead for your careers in boxing or in whatever you end up doing. So not all of that coaching investment is lost at all, because so many things are transferable.
Yeah, and you might find, you give boxing a go, and you might find, it's not as good as the Rocky films made it out to be. I think I'm going to head back into cricket. And again, no one's going to look badly on someone for doing that, making that decision either, because, how do you know until you try? And that's the key to it, really.
Absolutely. So no, I think go with what you think, go with what you enjoy, but always leave the door open as well. And cricket's obviously been a big part of your life in the first 15 years. And it's a great sport to come back to. We see so many different ways of coming back to it. We've talked about it on this show, coming back as a player or coming back as a different type of player, coming back as an umpire, coming back as a coach, whatever the case may be. There's so many avenues to return back into the game. So give boxing a go, see how it goes. I wish you all the best with that, but cricket's a great game to keep involved in, after the age of that old age of 15.
Yeah, you don't have to make a decision just yet. There is a side question, I guess, as well, Gareth, which is what sports, if you're going to look at other sports, if your main focus is cricket but you're going to look at other sports, what sports would you look at?
Well, I don't think any of them are wrong for it. I'll be honest with you. I think, people used to talk when I was playing, when I was a kid, that don't play golf because it'll mess up your batting. Well, most of the world's best batsmen are pretty handy on a golf course, so it sort of dispelled that one. And in the same way, I think they're all pretty good. Anything with hand-eye coordination, anything with a fitness element to it, anything with the kinetic chain playing a big part in it, are all very transferable things to be doing. And anything that isn't any of those things gives you perspective. So to me, it's healthy, isn't it, to do the sport in anything in sport is healthy. Even chucking some darts, as long as you're not drinking too many pints alongside it, is a good thing. But it gives you that relaxation and that perspective. So to me, sporting pursuits are one of the best things that we can do as individuals. And they all work in some way, shape or form. They all work.
Even like you said, even sports like darts and snooker and pool and things like that, there is that element of playing under pressure, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Working at angles. We know how much angles are a part of cricket. So, if you're having a game of pool and you're having to work out all those angles, then, that's teaching you something, even if it's subconsciously.
Yeah, there are ones that, from a skills point of view, are more transferable. But yeah, the great thing about sport is that it teaches us so many things. And the great Mandela quote about sport and life, I think, is very, very relevant. And you'll pick up, whatever you're doing, you'll pick up some skills that you can take back into your cricket. And equally, cricket will give you some skills that you can take into any other facet of life.
That's all for this special edition of the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the show by heading to pitchvision.com/academy and clicking on the podcast link there, and you get all the details for how to subscribe. And the normal half-hour show will be back again on the 25th of September 2015.